Welcome to the Bible Time website. Jesus gave the disciples a wonderful command. He would also tell us the same thing. What is it? He told them to watch and pray. After Jesus had finished his supper with his disciples, they sang a hymn. Then they went out and crossed over the brook Cedron. They went on into the Mount of Olives. The Garden of Gethsemane was there. Jesus liked to go to this garden with his disciples. Jesus told the disciples to sit there in the garden while he went to pray. He also said to them, "Pray that you enter not into temptation." Jesus took Peter, James, and John and went a short distance from the other disciples. Then he told Peter, James, and John to wait there and watch with him. Jesus went a little further away. He fell down on his face and he prayed. Jesus was very, very sorrowful as he prayed. He said, "Father, if you are willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done." An angel from heaven appeared unto him and strengthened him. Jesus went back to the disciples, but they didn't stay awake and watch with Jesus. They were asleep. Jesus said to Peter, "What? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that you enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak." Jesus went away and prayed the second time. "Oh, my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me except I drink it, your will be done." As Jesus prayed, his sweat was as it were great drops of blood falling down to the ground. Again, the disciples had fallen asleep. Their eyes were so heavy. When Jesus returned to them, they did not know what to say. Jesus went away and prayed the same words again. This was the third time. Oh, how hard he prayed. His heart was so heavy because he faced the cruel death on the cross. He would bear all of our sins in his body when he died on the cross. Jesus went back to his disciples again and he said, "Sleep on now and take your rest." Jesus told them the time had come that he would be betrayed or given up into the hands of the sinners. Jesus went through all of this for you and me. He did die on the cross. He was buried, but he arose again from the dead so we could have everlasting life. Will you not take him as your personal Savior? If you will truly receive him into your heart, please share the good news with us. If you'd like to know more about Jesus, leave your name and your address on our website, and we will send you free Bible lessons in the mail.